Do you sometimes feel like your pillow is like this on button for your mind to go crazy? It's like everything you've forgotten to do in the day suddenly appears in your mind. All your worries, all your projections for the future, and all the things you wish maybe you did or didn't do all just start going through your mind at night while you're trying to go to sleep. Yep, even though you're dead tired. Today, I'm going to share with you a really simple practice that you can do before bed just to calm your busy mind. It's about connecting mind and body, body and soul, so you can just slip into a nice deep sleep and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. Because the Everyday Inspiration lifestyle is all about living the life you love. It's all about creating calm, connecting, and of course, creating. So calm, connect, and create. That's our little motto here. We calm our mind, our limiting beliefs. We connect to our vision and our true heart's calling. And so, of course, we can create the life that we love. Life, body, business, whatever it is. So remember, we don't want to listen to this while we're driving or while we're operating heavy machinery. This is all about relaxation. So find a comfortable place and settle in. You might even want to download this episode and listen to it more than once. What I'll do for you is I'll pop in show notes when the process starts for you. So you can always just fast forward to that point and listen before you go to bed. Enjoy. Welcome to the Everyday Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Larissa Halls. I'm a kinesiologist, life coach, yoga, and meditation teacher. This podcast is dedicated to help you get out of autopilot, overwhelm, and self-doubt, to inspire you to have the courage to be the conscious creator of your life, so you can really commit to your goals and build the life, body, or business that you imagined. It's really to be the best version of yourself. Because I know what it feels like to be stuck and feel like you're living someone else's life. Because this was me 20 years ago. And after having a life-threatening illness, I set out to create the change that I craved. Now I get to help women all across the world enjoy that same sense of self-love, freedom, and choice so they can live with everyday inspiration. And find a comfortable place. And feel your body just resting, relaxing, and releasing. Close your eyes and let the top and bottom eyelids touch ever so delicately together. Start to feel your breath. Just notice, not changing a thing. Your body just automatically breathes on its own. Start to notice any thoughts that might be gently flowing through your mind. And like you would turn the volume on a radio down, gently start to turn the volume of your thoughts slowly down. Perhaps they're still there, but they don't feel like they're taking over your mind. See yourself turning the volume down. And start to draw the breath a little deeper into the lower lobes of the lungs, just feeling your belly expand. Cool air moving in, warm air gently moving out. Cool air moving in. Start to notice the surface that you're lying upon. Is it soft or hard? Is it warm or cool? Notice the textures that are gently touching your skin, your clothes, the sheets, the air around you. Which part of your body has the most sensation? Just becoming aware and noticing this part of your body. Just letting your body feel heavy, connected to the surface below. Noticing the breath again. Very slowly take your awareness to your scalp and invite this beautiful sense of relaxation over your scalp, letting it flow in and through between your hair follicles, just like when you turn on a shower, those delicate droplets of water just gently cascade through your hair follicles on your scalp. Just let that sense of relaxation flow through your scalp. And gently drawing it over your brow, softening across the forehead. And allowing behind your eyes to relax. Smoothing and softening all those little laugh lines around your eyes. And guiding your awareness from behind your eyes into your jaw. And notice whether your jaw is clenched or whether there's a little bit of space between the upper and lower jaw. And softening the jaw muscles and allowing the top teeth and bottom teeth to move away from each other. Tongue may be nestled behind the front teeth. Allowing the jaw to relax and calm. Drawing that sense of relaxation down into your throat. Softening around the vocal cords. And just acknowledging all the words that you have spoken today. And just let them go. Clearing your vocal cords. Smoothing out any little strands of tightness around your throat. Guiding down around the top of the shoulders. And like a cloud would lift and float away on a windy day, allow any heaviness or tightness around your shoulders just to slowly lift and float away. This is something you might feel, visualize, or just sense it happening. Welcoming in the feeling of lightness and softness around the shoulders. And slowly moving into the heart space around the mid-chest. Noticing how this area feels. Notice the breath as it moves in behind the heart space. And feeling the warmth of your heart. Perhaps even tuning in and notice if you can feel your heart beating. That gentle rhythmic motion. Feeling your heart. And drawing your awareness down into your belly. An area where we can hold emotion in. So start to feel yourself just releasing any tightness around your belly, like you're smoothing any little ribbons of of tightness here and just letting go, letting this area feel nice and soft and open and clear. And guiding your awareness into the lower back and relaxing the line of muscle on the right side of your lower back. And then moving over to the left side of your lower back and just softening, relaxing. Drawing this sense of softness into the hips, the place that takes a lot of impact during your day, and just send a sense of loving kindness, a sense of peace and relaxation into your hips. And like a gentle wave would roll upon the beach, allow this wave of relaxation to roll down the legs, letting the bones in your legs feel nice and heavy and grounded, but the muscles feel light. You just connect mind and body. And on the next three breaths, as you breathe out, let your body sink a little deeper and a little deeper into a calm, relaxed state. Breathing out gently, not forcing the breath, and just letting your body relax deeper and deeper into a calm, relaxed state. And each time a thought appears, we just notice it's almost like somebody knocking on our front door. We don't have to let them in our home. We can just let them walk on by. So when we notice thoughts in our minds, we don't need to let them in. We can let them float on by. Connecting to the breath and the body, calming and relaxing. And if you're listening in bed, you might like to just let this stop and drift into a restful sleep. But if you're listening just to relax your body, remember you can stay here as long as you wish. Do not need anyone's permission to relax. Give yourself the time and space you need. But if it's time for you to slowly come back and become aware of the world around you again, we invite some movement into the body. Perhaps wiggling fingers or toes, creating a smile, and then when we feel ready, we gently open our eyes and allowing ourselves to continue on with the rest of the day, feeling calm and connected. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Inspiration Podcast. I look forward to seeing you next week. Namaste.